this may be Biden's Vietnam. Lyndon Johnson, in many respects, was a very, very good president. Domestically, brought forth some major pieces of legislation. He chose not to run in 68 because of opposition to his views on Vietnam. And I worry very much that President Biden is putting himself in a position where he has alienated not just young people, but a lot of the Democratic base.
Yes, Bernie the Bolshevik with all kinds of food stuck between his teeth. As could be his Vietnam. It's LBJ chose not to run. It sounds kind of like he's encouraging him to not run, doesn't it? He's losing support of, well, he's having trouble with the Democrat Party's jihad wing, which is, I think, it's no longer the wing, it's the fuselage of the Democrat Party. They've gone full jihad, full anti-Semite. Even their Jews hate Jews. Their white people hate white people. Their men hate men. Their women are sometimes men also, and they hate men, and they hate almost everything, don't they? They're not liberals. They're the left. Couldn't be more different. Lefties are just about the most illiberal people on the planet. But at least they can get a free ride at Shiraz University in Iran. That'll be good for them. Make their way to the boardrooms across America after their... You think they call it a bachelor's degree there? Maybe they call it something else because... Different concept. Well, happy Friday to you and welcome. We remain at 888-630-9625. Now, we were just having another conversation. I was just texting with Randy, who runs the Chris Plant store, about pulling together self-immolation Zippo lighters for sale, since a couple of wonderful listeners sent me a really nice, you know, the full-size Zippo, the classic Zippo, the real Zippo, with the self-immolation. It's great stuff. Self-Immolation Association. That's the SIA, which is pronounced SIA. It's pronounced SIA because they're going to self-immolate, and that'll cut down on all kinds of problems in the United States of America. Really, they should have a massive Jonestown style when a bunch of socialists from California moved to Guyana in South America, and they lined up for the Kool-Aid and drank the Kool-Aid and all poisoned themselves and died. More than 900 people committed suicide. Some of them may have done so unwittingly. But they were socialists, you know, from Oakland and San Francisco. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if we had something like that today. And more self-immolations are definitely in the cards. There have been four Democrats that have self-immolated so far. And, you know, we're thinking about a line of Zippo lighters because you really don't want to depend on a Bic lighter. Bic lighter could, you know, it might work, but it if there's a breeze and Zippo really works. It'll stay lit even. You can put it down. You can walk over to it. You can, you know, it's a world class American made lighter. It's a great lighter. The Zippo. I had Zippos growing up. Zippos were everywhere, but not the self immolation edition. The Buddhist monks in Vietnam. Six Buddhist monks self immolated during the Vietnam War. And I bet they used Zippo lighters, don't you think? Zippos were very big in Vietnam, the Vietnam War. My stepfather was a news reporter, a TV news reporter. Bill Plantin, he went to Vietnam four times as a news reporter for the Walter Cronkite Show and so on. And he came home with a great Zippo lighter, a full-size Zippo lighter. And on one side was a map of Vietnam, North and South Vietnam, with a couple of, you know, Saigon and Hanoi and stuff. And on the other side, it said, "Yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for I am the evilest son of a bitch in the valley." That's what it said. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just say that? But clean up your act, mister. But yeah, that was the... And I don't know where that is. We lost that lighter somewhere, and we don't have it anymore, which is sad. Yeah, but we're talking about making a string of self-immolation association lighters, SIA, because the Democrats might need some help. They don't know how to do much but we've seen they can drench themselves in gasoline and set themselves on fire. And, you know, what are you going to do? Cry about it or make a lighter? It's America. Let's make a lighter. Speaking of Democrats, here's another one from USA Today that I wanted to share with you today before getting back to Joe Biden and the mayhem on college campuses because of the Democrat Party and all that stuff. The headline in USA Today today, is that how you say that? USA Today today, I think it is. Man or bear, kind of like man or beast. Man or bear, question mark. Hypothetical question sparks conversation about women's safety. Well, we know that Democrats are dangerous and they shoot a lot of people and stuff, but women explain why they would feel safer encountering a bear in the forest. What would the bear be doing in the forest? Anything like the Pope or anything like that? Women explain why they would feel safer encountering a bear in the forest than a man they didn't know. The hypothetical has sparked a broader discussion about why women fear men. It's toxic masculinity, you know, musky, manly, toxic masculinity. You're welcome. Honestly. If you're alone in the woods, the story begins, would you rather encounter a bear or a man? Answers to that hypothetical question have sparked an ongoing debate about why the vast majority say they would feel more comfortable choosing a bear. What? That is, that's something. The topic has been hotly discussed for weeks, with men and women everywhere chiming in with their thoughts all over social media. See, who says social media is useless? A TikTok account called Screenshot HQ started a conversation asking half a dozen women whether they would rather run into a man they didn't know or a bear, which presumably they also didn't know, in the forest. Out of 7 women interviewed for the piece, only 1 picked a man. Now, that's a pretty interesting thing. Now, I also want to point something out here. There are a couple things in the journalism here because journalism is a donkey show, and I would like to apologize to donkeys and their shows. But the article, I'm reading from it right here. I just said that that this TikTok account started a conversation asking half a dozen women whether they would rather run into a man they didn't know. And then it says, out of the 7 women interviewed, right? That's, and these are 2 consecutive sentences. Now, I don't know if they're aware at USA Today, but a half a dozen is 6, not 7.
Half a baker's dozen.
It's not even quite half a baker's dozen. That'd be 6.5. But this is how dumb our fake journalists are, how incompetent, how inept they are. Asking half a dozen women, and then they say, out of the 7 women interviewed. So if you're a 5-year-old reading USA Today, you're confused. Wait, I thought a half a dozen was 6. But at USA Today, they say a half a dozen is 7. I also cleaned up their opening sentence for them because it, too, is illiterate. Let me read the opening sentence once more just for grammatical reasons. If you're alone in the woods, comma, would you rather encounter a bear or a man, question mark? Answers to that hypothetical question have sparked an ongoing and debate about why the vast majority. And this is literally the lead sentence of a story in USA Today by Amaris Encinas. Amaris Encinas, you know, maybe English is her 7th language, which would be a half dozen in her world. That's just amazing. So, yeah, literally it says that the hypothetical question answers to that hypothetical question have sparked an ongoing and debate. What? About why the vast majority say they would feel more comfortable choosing a bear. And this really is the Democrat Party again. First of all, I think most Democrat men are likely criminals. Let's start with that. Who do you think shooting everybody, carjacking everybody, looting all the stores around you, rioting in the streets? Democrat, 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 overwhelmingly, I'd say probably, you know, 7 out of every half dozen are Democrats. But never mind that. Bear, man is scary, This is where you choose the bear or the man. One of the women responds. A number of women echoed the responses given in the original video, writing in the comments that they, too, would pick a bear over a man. The hypothetical has people split with some. I want to know the political makeup of the people. With some expressing their sadness over the state of the world. That's fair. And others cracking jokes about the situation. Some men are flabbergasted. Now, I think that's appropriate because, you know, these people are sick, unwell, demented, crazy. And maybe it depends on where you are. I think if you're in civilization, if you're in Montana, you run into a man, you're probably in pretty good shape. If you're in most parts of Washington, D.C., could be a different proposition altogether. That's why all women should be allowed to carry firearms. You really shouldn't even have to have a license. Unless you're an ex-convict, a violent criminal, something like that, and you've been prohibited from carrying a gun, all women should be allowed to carry pistols on them at all times, wherever they go. And I really believe that's true. This is not something you've talked about recently on the radio, but and I know plenty of people, women without naming names, that have concealed carry permits for Virginia and Maryland and D.C., and that means you have, because of reciprocity, ability to carry in like 39 states or something like that with those things. But the scary, scary man, and this is because the left has demonized men to the point. Now, it's true that most criminals are men, too. That's true. And then most men criminals are Democrats. That's abundantly true. No doubt about that. But this is because the Democrats have demonized men for so long. It started way back when Gloria Steinem stole someone else's quote that a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. And they thought that was so original and so clever that they made T-shirts and coffee mugs and desk plaques and office posters that a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle, which means a woman doesn't need a man because, you see, a fish doesn't actually need a bicycle. It has no arms, no legs, and all that stuff. But never mind that. I got to explain these things for Democrats listening along at home. But remarkable. And now, if you ask on a game show, blank... What's that game show where they do this? Blank masculinity. And ba-dum, bump, 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 ba-dum. Ba-dum, bump, 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 ba-da-da-da-da. And the most commonly chosen word today would be toxic. Because Democrats don't understand gender anymore. And the left is here to dismantle the most fundamental building blocks of culture and society and Western civilization, such as male roles, female roles, and I'm not talking about jelly roles, and talking about the other kind. But the Democrats have so demonized men, manliness is bad, according to Democrats, because all their men are lesbians or something like that. Are they, well, the ones that have severed their genitalia, put them in a ball jar in the refrigerator. Because the Democrats are having a lot of gender issues. Most men are great. Most women are wonderful and great. I don't want to differentiate, you know, semantically or anything. But, you know, most women are just wonderful and most men are great human beings. Some are not. They should be dealt with appropriately. And a lot of them are on college campuses. One of them lives in the White House. Ask Tara Reid, who had to flee the country so that she could feel safe because the Biden family was out to get her, she said, after he sexually assaulted her while she was on his Senate staff on Capitol Hill. She actually did know him and work with him, and that can be proven, unlike situations with Donald Trump and E. Jean Carroll, for example. But the Democrat Party is not the party of truth either, are they? I think if you're a woman and you're in the forest and you run into a man, ask him if he's a registered Democrat or Republican. Registered Republican? Oh, thank God. Can you help me find my way back to my car? Certainly, ma'am. Would you like an acorn to eat? Because I just, I have some roasted chestnuts over here. You know, baseball season is already well underway, and that means that, you know, tax day is in the rearview mirror. You've heard all the horror stories about the IRS, and they never end well, do they? Let me tell you about my friends at Legal Tax Defense. Legal Tax Defense is a great organization. It is, if you've got unfiled back taxes or if you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, it's time to call the legal experts at Legal Tax Defense, because they've got a team of tax attorneys and legal professionals. They're going to help guide you through the complicated tax code and your legal troubles, and they're here to help. They really are, unlike the federal government. The IRS recently announced that there are going to be increased collection activity for the 2023 tax season. And, you know, former IRS tax attorneys, expert tax professionals, Legal Tax Defense is gearing up for the IRS's burst of energy here, and they're here to protect you, Legal Tax Defense, not the IRS. Call them today. Don't procrastinate. Call 800-472-0467. For more than 10 years, Legal Tax Defense has helped taxpayers just like you save millions and millions in owed back taxes. So call now to get qualified for your tax relief options. Call the legal experts at Legal Tax Defense now. The call is confidential and it's free. 800-472-0467. Yes, sir. The bear. It's about the demonization of men. They hate men because they're not normal. That's why we made coffee mugs and t-shirts and sell them at the Chris Plant store that say "Remember Normal." If you had one of those t-shirts on, you're a lady, you're in the forest, and a man saw you, he'd say, "Remember normal? I remember normal. How can I help you, ma'am? I'm a gentleman raised by my mother, who was a woman and was not suffering from gender dysphoria. I'm here to help. I help women all the time. I'm incredibly helpful. In the city, I don't get lost in the woods very often, but that's because I'm a human compass."
You've never experienced oppression in your entire fucking life. Neither have I. You're fucking a white male.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Now, I want to change the question a little bit for USA Today and for the TikTok guy. Would you rather run into a bear in the woods or a Palestinian man? Bear in the woods or a Palestinian man? See, you know, how about, like, your choices are many, I think, especially in the United States of America. Like, Irish Catholic guy like me in the woods, or a jihadi, a Republican or a Democrat. But the Democrat Party, they've so demonized everyone. The United States of America, men, masculinity, manliness, muskiness. They're unwell.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Joe Biden and the Democrats, they love terrorists and terrorism and murder and mayhem and looting and riots. And they'll tell you it's mostly peaceful and that the economy is great. Everything is great. You're just not smart enough to know how great it is. Let me go to the top. I got a story about an ISIS terrorist that Biden let loose in the country. They're not on our side. Let's go to Doug calling from Dumfries, Virginia. Doug, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris. I love your show, man. You're awesome.
Thank you very kindly. just telling it like it is, you know?
Yeah, man. You know, just straight up. So the real question isn't a bear or a guy. The question is Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
All right. So a woman is lost in the woods. Would you want to run into Donald Trump or Joe? That's a much better question, actually.
It's much better. I mean, bears, although mostly peaceful, it can be pretty, pretty dangerous. But yeah, but Joe Biden, he's going to sniff you. You know, there's a lot of bad things that can happen there.
That is absolutely true. Just ask Tara Reid, who was pinned against a wall and sexually assaulted by Joe Biden. And the news media could care less. And the state of New York didn't decide to do away with statutes of limitations to put him on trial for his sexual assault of Tara Reid while she was a staffer in his office. So there's actual evidence that they had met, unlike E. Jean Carroll and the dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman in New York, New York. Pretty amazing stuff. So rather than a bear or a man, generically, I think your question is much better. As a woman lost in the woods, would you rather run into Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Joe Biden is lost. You know that he's lost. He's already lost. Donald Trump, he's got GPS. He's got helicopters. He's got a 757. He's got people all over the place. Joe Biden would just bump into a tree and fall down, and his arms would be hanging off his shoulders like they don't work. Yeah, that's good. We know that he's directionally challenged. He's navigationally challenged because he can't make his way from the podium to the hole in the curtain and walk off the stage half the time.
Yeah. Hey, back to your Zippo thing real quick. Do you know the difference between hippo and a Zippo?
Between a hippo and a Zippo? No, I don't know the difference between a hippo and a Zippo. What is it?
Well, a hippo is one of the world's heaviest land mammals, and a Zippo is a little lighter.
All right, now I see. See, that's kind of what I thought the difference was. I've got to admit, but today you really have to ask. You have to ask these things. It's pretty crazy. You know that the hippopotamus is the deadliest animal in Africa. The hippopotamus kills more people than any other animal in Africa.
Yeah, they got the tifuses, you know. They're pretty
big tifus. Big tifus. You're right. That's Doug, you're a ton of fun. And hippo and a zippo. Yes, that makes sense. These are the questions you have to ask. Because today, you know, kids in school and all that stuff. Man. All right, well, let's do one more bear call because everybody wants to talk about the bears versus man. But then I got to get to the terrorists because Joe Biden and the terrorists. He loves cannibals and terrorists and hates our allies in Japan and India. He's insulting them yesterday. Remarkable stuff. Yes, sir. All right, so let's see. Let's go to Phil calling from beautiful Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the Democrats had some big riots a while back. Unfortunately, that young man showed up with his rifle. Phil, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
It's Bill from Kenosha, but that's okay.
It's Bill from Kenosha. We're making faces at Kenosha. Jeff on the phones. It's not Phil. It's that's Bill. We're putting our fingers on our nose and pointing at him like this.
So I got to follow Doug. Doug was good.
You're good, too.
Thanks a lot.
You're good, too.
Okay. Well, my thing is, you know, how do they know it's a man? And maybe the bear is transitioning into Goldilocks or something.
Now, you see, you raise a very important question. You can't say that you're not as good as Doug. It is true. If you're a woman in the woods and you happen upon a man in Democrat world, how do you know it's really a man?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not a biologist or anything, but, you know. And what's that bear doing in the woods anyway?
What is a bear doing in the woods? I think we know, but we can't say on the radio because it's one of those words that we can't.
That's right.
Now we can't say, yeah, how do you know it's a man? Yeah, ladies, see, Democrat ladies, how do you even know it's a man? Can you see through? And honestly, if he's got male genitalia, that doesn't mean he's a man. He could still be a woman because it's a frame of mind. We had, I think it was Tuesday night on my Newsmax show, the liberal there, Jason Nichols. We were talking about the fact that the national health care system, the I think it's NHS, National Health System, in the United Kingdom, which is another country altogether, filled with very silly people. And the National Health System, they announced just about a week ago that they've decided that there are two sexes biologically. There are men and there are women, right? And then on my Newsmax show, the liberal Jason Nichols said, well, sure, that's sex, but that's not gender, because gender is a social construct, he said. Gender is a social construct, and of course, the national healthcare system, they won't, if you come in and say, I'm a lady, but they see you're a man, they're going to say at the national health system in the United Kingdom, they're going to say, no, you're a man, and therefore you go stand in this line over here. And if a lady comes in and says, I'm a man, then, you know, they do the same, except they put you in the lady line. And we had this moment on my TV show on Newsmax, 10 p.m. Eastern, on Tuesday, and it was a little back and forth, because the National Health System, Great Britain, says there are two sexes.
So I'll just say this. Sex is biological. Nobody has disagreed with that. Gender, which they use two different terms that mean two different things, gender is socially constructed.
See, gender is socially constructed, Bill. And that's why the women can't assume that that's a man just because the person appears outwardly to be a man, because sex and gender are different. And sure, biologically, there are two sexes, but gender is a social construct that was ginned up by the patriarchy, along with electricity and, you know, constellations of satellites orbiting the planet Earth so we can communicate more easily. It's a remarkable world, Bill, but you raise a very important question. How does a woman know that that person is a man? You sexist pig.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition? Mm-hmm. No, I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context. So I'm not a biologist.
I'm not a biologist. See, Bill, this is pretty complicated stuff. And, you know, sure, maybe you think you can identify a bear in the woods, but it might be transitioning also. Democrats are, is it fair to say, all mentally ill? Well, increasingly. Maybe not all, but they're close to the finish line. Remarkable. Bill, thank you. Doug, thank you. I'm going to move on from the bear in the woods now, because somebody might curse, and we don't know, and we don't want that. What is that bear doing in the woods? Well, doing what all the bears do in the thing. Man. What if they run into a gay man in the woods? Yeah. So what if a man is lost in the woods and he runs into a bear? What if a man is in the woods and a man sees over here there's a bear and over here there's another man? What does he do? Maybe that depends on whether he's a gay man or not. or a bestialist. Could you get a bestialist with a tranquilizer dart in his tranquilizer dart gun? It's tough. It's not as easy as you might think, because Democrats have so confused themselves. Just amazing. Speaking of Democrats and terrorism, the Democrats who gave us the White Knights, the Ku Klux Klan, and the Weather Underground, and the SDS, and the Symbionese Liberation Army, and all that stuff, they love terrorism. And now they prove they love terrorism. They're doing it right now on college campuses across America. They're anti-Semites, they're anti-white, they're anti-male, but they're pro-Hamas, pro-Iran, pro-terrorism, and that goes for Barack Hussein Obama and Joseph Robinette Biden. Here is NBC fake news. Migrant with alleged ISIS ties was living in the U.S. for more than 2 years, comma, officials say. Jovokir Atoev was released inside the United States in 2022. A year later, Uzbekistan. You got to look out for those Uzbeks because, among other things, they'll drink your battery fluid. A year later, Uzbekistan put out a global notice that he was wanted for his alleged ties to ISIS, NBC News said. U.S. officials didn't arrest him until this year. Now, wait a minute. It's 2022, then it's 2023, now it's 2024, and he's an ISIS guy who's also an Uzbek. And, you know, you got to look out for Uzbeks because they're into all kinds of weird stuff.
Oh, no! Uzbeks are drunk by battery fluid! I knew this would happen!
See, that's Yorgi. That's Hey Yorgi. And Yorgi, Russian, and he was drinking late one night, and he came out, and the hood on his car was up in a blowing snowstorm. And the hood was up on his car, and they had lifted the two little tabs up on his car batteries and his car battery and put elbow straws in there. And when he saw that, he knew that it was Uzbeks that had drunk his battery fluid. That was Hey Yorgi. Hey Yorgi. So the man who is a member of ISIS, according to the government of Uzbekistan, 33-year-old Jovakir Atov, he crossed the border into Arizona and was apprehended by Border Patrol in February of 2022 under Joe Biden. And then Joe Biden let the terrorist Uzbek go. And at the time, neither Customs or Border Protection or ICE could find any derogatory information on Atoev, and he was released inside the U.S. on bond. When they say on bond, they don't really mean he had to pay anything. That's just you got to sign a piece of paper, so that's another lie as well. And I got to tell you, the Democrat Party. Then in May of 2023, Uzbekistan put out an international notice that Atoev was wanted in his home country. It's just fun to say Uzbekistan, isn't it? And to say Uzbek. And Uzbeks drank my battery fluid. That's fun to say, too. So his home country for his alleged affiliation with ISIS. But it was not until March of 2024, almost a year later, when the U.S. government was reviewing Atoev's application for asylum, they said, hey, Yorgi, Yorgi, this is Atoev. He's an Uzbek, and he's on ISIS's team. And where was he? He was in Baltimore. That's where he was. Baltimore, which is in Maryland. It's where they knocked that bridge down with the big ship. So after the connection was made, ICE, who the Democrats want to defund and disbar, arrested him on April 17th in Baltimore. Atoev is in custody in Pennsylvania, according to the ICE website. He's awaiting trial in immigration court next week in New Jersey, where ICE lawyers will likely argue that they need to keep him detained in order to glean more information about his potential ties to ISIS. Yeah, now you're going to insult the Uzbek government and not believe them either? Speaking of Joe Biden insulting our allies, I don't know if we're close allies with Uzbekistan, but, you know, we like all the stands. We like the stands. Well, we don't really like all. Afghanistan is one of the stands. We don't like the stands. Central Asia, they got a lot of stands. Why are they stands, you might want to ask? Well, there's a simple explanation for that. I think I've talked about this before here. You know, the stands, you got Tajikistan and Uzbekistan and Afghanistan and Pakistan and all kinds of stands. Stan, the suffix stan, means land. So Uzbekistan is the land of the Uzbeks. Tajikistan is the land of the Tajiks. And Afghanistan, see, it's so stan. Now you can share that at the dinner table tonight. It's the stan. It means land. And it's like, oh, really? They call it the land of the... Well, we do that too. You know, we've got Finland and Holland and Deutschland and...
Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland. We got Maryland. See, it's like that. We do. So it's the land of the Finns, Finland, and we got all that stuff. Deutsch, the land of the Deutschland, über alles, as the Democrats sing around the dinner table. So we got all that going on, don't we? Yes, we do. See, fun cultural things. And Uzbeks, who might or might not drink your battery fluid. Hey, do you have stinky odors in your home that you just cannot get rid of? Well, now you can get rid of any smelly odor with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. It's a great thing. We've got two at home. The Thunderstorm gets rid of strong odors from cooking, cigarette smoke, litter boxes, trash cans. Even smelly leftists are no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The thunderstorm starts working in a matter of seconds to clear any room of any odor, and there are no expensive filters to have to buy and have mailed to you and replace. It's a self-contained unit, and you can hold one in your hand like this. It's not a big piece of furniture. It's only this big, just like that. And with more than 350,000 thunderstorms already sold, thousands of five-star reviews online, you know it works like a champ. And this week, because you hang with me, I've got a great deal for you to get your own thunderstorms, because right now you can save $200 American on three Eden Pure thunderstorms for whole home protection. That's three units for under $200. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com on Al Gore's amazing internet. Enter the discount code Chris. That's me, C-H-R-I-S. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Chris. Plus, because you know me, you get free shipping. What a deal. Come on. Go ahead and get three. Got a teenager, college student, you know, maybe a live-in something or other. You know what I'm talking about. All right, we remain at 888-630-9625. Joe Biden, college campuses. Probably no more Uzbek news, so stay right there, because there's more Crazy Joe coming up. I got some numbers for you about the Palestinian people, too. They're not quite like us. But Joe Biden wants more of them here because we need more bad stuff. And they'll bring it, and they know that, and that's why they're doing it. They're not doing it in spite of that. All right, let's go to the telephones. What if there was a man in a bear suit in the woods? What then? Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Teresa, calling from Olney, Maryland. Teresa, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for taking my call. The callers today have been just fire, and literally fire with the Zippo lighter and everything. It's been amazing. So, but I called. I've had a fun last couple of days listening to all of that. But I wanted to call and tell you my experience with my early voting yesterday. I was barely out of my car yet when the little ladies at the Democrat table were like, "Oh, hi, are you a registered Democrat?" And I was like, "No, thank you." So I tried to zip my way into the building, which wasn't far from where I parked, but they were literally like on top of people, like asking them that question as soon as they got out of the car. And so I tried to, you know, proceed into the building, and a couple of ladies stopped me, and she was very nice, but she offered me some candy, and I wasn't going to take it, but then I looked at it, and there was those strawberry candies that like melt in your mouth. So I took it, and I have to call Paul. He was one of our, in our real life group there. He was like, I wouldn't take it from him, you know.
If you met a man in the woods and he tried to give you candy, would you take it, Teresa?
Only if it was you and my husband.
Good policy.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.